Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm speaking with the 2010 World Dairy Expo Dairy Woman of the Year, Liz Dornick. And Liz, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am originally from Brooklyn, New York, and moved to Minnesota when I was a young child and became involved in 4-H. And that's where my love of animals began. And now I live in Baldwin, Wisconsin. I've been involved with John D. Farm for, 25, 26 years. Currently milk a little over 1,500 cows. It's been a wonderful place to raise my three beautiful daughters.
I have three daughters, too. What a coincidence. Tell them a little bit about what it's like managing a dairy farm and what you do and how you effectively manage your dairy farm employees.
Well, obviously, it takes a lot of people to manage a larger farm, and as we went through the various expansions through the years, we learned new things all the time. One of the hardest things when we expanded was learning how to manage people, because it was no longer just family that was working for us. It was new, non-family employees. And so that was an interesting task, but over the years, we learned what works and what doesn't work, and what is most important is good communication, really being specific about expectations, making people accountable, and giving people responsibility.
Well, how do you, especially as we've moved into really a social media world here and trying to communicate with the consumer, how do you handle like that, the public relations aspect of your operation?
Well, that's a huge piece especially for me and our farm. And we learned early on that we needed to start with our neighbors, because it was our neighbors who were going to give us that social license to farm. So by getting out to our neighbors, sharing information about our farm, opening our doors to give tours, to have picnics, to be involved within our community, really started it. And then we went farther because we saw the importance of people not really understanding who today's farmer is, why they farm, how they farm, all the myths and misconceptions that they learn, whether it be on TV or magazines or the internet. We need to be out there to dispel that bad information and share the truth. And so we look for those opportunities whenever and wherever we can. And we have an open door policy at our farm, so we love to give tours to any groups, any age, any size.
Do you think that's helped your operation a lot?
I know it's helped our family farm, because every time we want to do something different or if there's a problem, we now have the support of our neighbors and community. And as long as we keep continuing to share that information, they are going to be supportive. It's when we get secretive or don't share or act like we're above somebody else that we're going to lose, that bond, if you will. So,
all right. Well, that's all the questions I have, Liz. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to say that I think every farmer should take that opportunity to share their story, whatever that story might be. Doesn't matter if it's with one person or 5,000 people. Just take that opportunity and do so.
Good advice. Thank you very much. The 2010 World Dairy Expo, Dairy Woman of the Year. Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.